Hi everybody, this is James Senior from the Microsoft Web Evangelism team. Today we're going to be exploring the Web Application Toolkit for Bing Search. Now before I begin, it's worth mentioning that you can download all of the software you're going to see today for free from microsoft.com/web using something called the Microsoft Web Platform Installer. This gives you all of the tools that you need to get started building web-rich websites on the Microsoft Web Platform. It includes things like Visual Studio, Web Developer Express, the .NET Framework, SQL Server 2008, and the Web Server in IIS. You also get a host of popular web applications such as Umbraco and WordPress. Once we've downloaded the Web Application Toolkit for Bing Search from the code gallery on MSDN, we extract all the files and open up the documentation. The documentation is grouped into four sections. The first section is overview. In this we find out exactly what the Web Application Toolkit does. For Bing Search, we have two solutions provided in the Web Application Toolkit. The first is a series of web controls which makes it really easy to bring in Bing search results to your web application. And the second is a fully featured search application using some rich presentation thanks to jQuery and Microsoft Ajax to create a better user experience. In the Get Started section, we'll find out how we need to create an application ID from the Bing Developer Center, how we can integrate a Bing search box right into the website without any code using the bing.com/siteowner website. We can also find out how to use Bing Web Controls that we've included as one of the solutions, and then also how to run the Bing Destination Explorer web sample. The Explore the Toolkit section provides more detail into the code behind and how it works, and the Next Step section provides some ideas on how you might extend this Web Application Toolkit. If you've got any feedback on the Web Application Toolkits, then please do get in touch with us at webapp@microsoft.com. We're always happy to hear your feedback and ideas. So, without further ado, let's have a look at the code. You'll notice we've got two flavors, C# and VB. For today, I'm going to choose the C# flavor, and we're going to drill into the Web Controls folder first. Now, you'll notice that the solution is comprised of two projects. The first is the Bing controls themselves, and the second is a web application where we can show off the functionality of the controls. So here we have a simple default page, and what I'm going to do is drag in some of the Bing components from the toolbox. The first one I'm going to choose is the Bing data source. And we see instantly we've got some properties that we can start to set. You'll notice we have to go and get an application ID. This identifies us to the service behind the scenes and grants us access to query the Bing web service. So let's go and grab an application ID. We do that by going to bing.com/developer. I'm already signed in using my Windows Live ID. I can see that I've got a application ID I created earlier, so I'm just going to simply copy that and paste it into the property of app ID in my solution. So now that I've pasted in my application ID, I can also specify what type of search I want to make against the service. We can choose to search the web or the site only, and we've also got the ability to bring back four types of search results: web, image, video, and news, and we'll see how that plays out a little bit later. The next thing to do, of course, is to bring in a Bing search box, because without a search box, we can't make any queries. You'll notice that the control brings in a text box and also a bit of Bing branding. In the properties section, I'm going to set the data source to the one we've just created, and then we're good to go. I'm going to go back to the documentation that you get as part of the Web Application Toolkit. I'm going to copy and paste a section of the documentation here which describes a list view. And now this list view is going to be rendering the information passed back by Bing. We'll dive into the source of this particular page, paste in the code. Let me get rid of these out of the way so we can see a bit more. And you'll notice that we are binding to this particular data source, the Bing data source one. We have an opportunity to specify the layout template. In this instance, we're using an unordered list. And then within the item template, we specify the list items. And we've got a hyperlink, which evaluates URL and title. This is coming back from the Bing data service. and then we've got a description and a date which represents the last time that the search was crawled. We should be good to go. Let's press F5 and see what happens. Here's my page, Bing Web Controls, and let's do a search. So I'm going to search for Seattle, and as you would expect, the results are page back. Now, in the data source, we specified that we wanted 10 results, but if we wanted to change that, we go into the data source and specify the number of results. So if we wanted 20 results, we could do that. And there you go, 20 results as opposed to 10. So that's how you can quickly integrate some of the web controls into your website. Let's go back to our solution and take a look at some of the other pages that are available. I've just opened the image search page, and this renders image results from the server. You'll see in the Bing data source here, we have source type of image. Within the item template of the list view, we're handling that image instead of just rendering text. Let's check that out. Image search. Let's search for Seattle again. And this time we're getting images back. So let's open the Bing Destination Explorer application. Okay, so this looks like an MVC application because I've noticed we've got a controllers folder and a views folder. We don't need the models folder as it's a really super simple application. I'm going to press F5, we're going to run this. So this is the Bing Destination Explorer. This application is designed to help me plan my vacation, and just so happens I'm thinking about going to Tokyo. So let's do a quick search on Tokyo. You'll notice first of all it brings back some images, some hotel information, flights, news on what's going on in the area, and then also a general web search down the bottom here. Now what's interesting here from the technical perspective is that we're using Ajax to pull back all these search results. So you'll notice first of all that we don't have a page refresh when I click the search button, and also all of the separate types of searches happen independently of one another. So I click the button again and they all arrive at slightly different times back into the UI. So we'll take a look at how that happens behind the scenes. The other thing to notice before we leave the application itself is that we've got a nice animation here enabled by MS Ajax that you can minimize and maximize the window. Okay, so what's going on behind the scenes to enable this? Well, first of all, it's a great starting point to look at the site master, so we'll do that. Let's hide that away for a second. And everything looks pretty much standard fare until we get to the scripts down the bottom. This is what is enabling some of the Ajax experience. First of all, we've got a minified version of the jQuery library, and we use this to do some of the selection of DOM elements in the page. And then we've got the Microsoft Ajax library, and then also something called Microsoft Ajax templates, and we'll check out how this is used in the next file. This is index.aspx, which is part of our MVC application. And you'll notice that we've got a number of divs. Let's take a look at the images div here. We can see the MS Ajax library is at play, as we've got some custom attributes which do things like attaching the div to a data view, and a class which identifies to the client-side templates that this is in fact a template which needs to have data inserted into it. Within the span we've got some logic which defines that if we haven't got an image in the search response, then we shouldn't render the unordered list item. If we have got an image to display, then we'll go ahead and render that particular part of the template and insert the item's media URL and thumbnail.url. So what's behind the actual fetching of the data? Well, first of all, we should take a look at the bing.js file, which is the custom script that is running behind the scenes in this particular project. When the search actually happens, the doSearch function is called with the criteria as a parameter. Here we're using some jQuery selection to add a class of loading, which means that everything will be replaced with a animated image, which is a placeholder until the results from the search are returned. and then we execute 5 individual searches asynchronously to the Bing web service. We pass in the criteria, plus the hotel's flag, plus the search type, and then also a callback to a function which will be called when the search is completed. This enables the asynchronous behavior to occur. When one of those callbacks are triggered, we fire off the Bing search completed function with the response and also which data view to go and attach that response to. Within the Bing search completed function, first of all, we handle any errors that have come back from the search response, and we enumerate those in a collection and then display them should there be any errors. If there are no errors, then what we do is we find the data view that we've passed through in the parameter, and we set its data to the response. This is where the client-side templates then take over, and that automatic process of assigning and inserting the data occurs into that particular template. Next, we do a bit of animation and make sure the data view div is actually displayed. One other function that's worth having a look at is the Bing search function itself. So this is called by each individual search, whether it's a hotel, whether it's a image, whether it's a web search. We call a gateway service, which will query the Bing service for us. Let's take a quick tour around the Bing Gateway class. You'll notice, first of all, it's an HTTP handler. Second of all, we are specifying a Bing search JSON endpoint, which is pointed at api.search.live.net. When we actually do the search using the function Bing search, we pass back a string. Inside the function itself, we've just simply got a web request that makes the call and then reads in the results and passes them back. Then if we head back to the bing.js file, what's happening with that request when it's returned is that we're adding it via the sendJSON request method to the head of the document, and then we can read that into our data views. We've taken a quick spin around the web application toolkit for Bing search. Check out the next step section. In there, you're going to get some ideas on how to extend the web application toolkit in new ways. For example, the first item there is how to enhance the Destination Explorer web sample with a bit of jQuery UI. And what I've done is written a blog post on how I've done that. And there's other examples like enhancing the link to Bing provider as well. If you've got any comments or feedback or new ideas for web application toolkits, then please do get in contact with us at webapp@microsoft.com. Thanks for watching.